Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. In just 10 days from now, the direction and possible destiny of America may be decided in part at the polls. Christian leaders are serious as they tell us how important an election could be. Intercessors for America says, every election is an election of kingdoms, as we have the opportunity to establish leaders who are responsible to steer the course of our country. But others are underscoring the importance of this election, saying that voters across America will decide the course of our country for the next 2 years and possibly well into the future. Focus on the Family says, with the next major election so close at hand, we are clearly at a crossroads. Never in the history of America, and I mean never, have our freedoms and values been under greater attack. And finally, Revive America sums it up for us, saying, possibly the most important election of our lifetime will now take place, and the future of America hangs in the balance this first Tuesday in November. Now, the purpose of this broadcast is not to prove this point, though I obviously agree with it, but to make a point that in a very real sense, in a democracy like ours, we have the privilege of selecting our leaders, which in turn will determine our future. We have the freedom to vote that is guaranteed to us by the Founding Fathers and the Constitution. But sadly, it is often neglected by evangelical Christians and others who hold to our morally conservative values. Did you know that in the last election, 30 million evangelicals and conservative Catholics did not vote? And if we don't vote our values, which is the focus of next week's broadcast, then who is to blame when the elected leadership of our nation move further and further away from our Constitution and Christian heritage? Assuming that our values definitely affect our votes, it is sad to say that just 30% more of us would vote. It could make a difference as to who leads our nation and what values we will see in the future. As one congressman says, we need to wake up and stand up for what we believe is right. Do you know that when the underground church in China sees the apathy of some Christian Americans, their failure to vote, they are overwhelmed with total disbelief. They cannot fathom how the one people in the world who know the greatest freedom and opportunity could possibly dismiss the responsibility to shepherd such gifts with the greatest of care. Centuries ago, Daniel Webster issued a warning. There is no nation on earth powerful enough to accomplish our overthrow. Our destruction, should it come at all, will come from another quarter. It will come from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government and from their carelessness and neglect. Then he said, I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. Let me say that again. Our inattention and negligence can jeopardize our nation's future. Now, some of you may argue that your one vote will not make much of a difference. Wrong. Listen to some of these facts. In 1845, Texas was admitted into the Union by a margin of one vote. In 1850, California was admitted into the Union by a margin of one vote. In 1859, Oregon was admitted into the Union by a margin of one vote. In 1889, Washington was admitted into the Union by a margin of one vote. And we could give you a catalog of other elections that have taken place over the years where the margin of votes has not been that significant. 300, 2,000, 500. Record history and you'll see the example is true. But here's a final frightening example from history. In 1923, a newly formed political party in a German beer hall met and by a margin of just one vote elected Adolf Hitler to lead what then became the Nazi Party. And we all know what happened to the world as a result. Only God knows how this next election will turn out, but I urge you to turn out and not neglect your privilege and responsibility. Don't be guilty of what Daniel Webster said is carelessness and negligence. It could make a difference. So turn out and vote, because your vote has value. Join us next week at the Frontier, where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.